So for those of you that want to join, let's just start with activating our metta fields. Doing our metta qigong, sending metta to each other. Hello, Sangha. Sending love. And also taking a moment and receiving all the wishes of well-being, taking it in, sending it out. So good to see all of you. So I'm going to give a guided practice on forgiveness, and I'm also going to give a little bit of a talk about how this forgiveness practice relates to our metta practice. But before we move into that section, I thought we could just do a little bit of settling in together. So making yourself comfortable. And maybe just starting with bringing that metta intention to yourself in this moment, to your body. Checking in with the body, seeing if there's any way that you can support your body in feeling comfortable. No making anything happen, but just a very gentle invitation for this body right now to feel your own kind intention. Your intention for this body to feel well, to feel cared for. And as Bonnie was inviting us to do, seeing if you can actually take it in a very embodied way, your own good intentions for yourself. Can you let your heart be nourished? Can you let your body be nourished? Can you let your body drink in this intention for yourself to feel as safe as you can right now, feel as well as you can right now? And maybe also taking a moment to feel yourself as part of this Sangha, this group of practitioners. The momentum of this practice that we've been engaging in together. And again, no forcing, no making anything happen, but can you feel the support of the Sangha? Can you feel the support of this shared intention to cultivate goodness of heart, a non-harming approach to others and to ourselves? And just as much as is available, letting yourself be nourished, held by community. And then when we're ready, slowly coming back to sharing on some words about forgiveness and metta. So I felt so inspired by what Bonnie was sharing yesterday about this idea, this practice of relating to all beings as relatives, all living beings as relatives. And in a way, it sounds, I don't want to say simple, but it's easy to just say it, but when you feel it deeply, it's like this is really deep. Like to actually relate to all beings as if they were relatives, even the settlers, even people that have harmed us, even systems that has harmed us, to relate to it all as relative, so not to shut anyone or anything out from your heart. That's a really big and deep thing. And then my second reflection was that it has a lot to do with the intention. That sometimes we might have this warm, kind feeling towards other beings, towards ourselves, but it also has a lot to do with our intention, our view, our aspiration to bring this attitude of seeing everyone and everything as relatives. That there's an intention, there's an aspiration that can support, that the heart can sometimes actually feel the warmth, feel the kindness, feel the connection, feel the heartful connection. But a lot of the time it might be that we have this attitude, we have this intention of practicing a non-harming relationship with all life around us. And as Sally was talking about, in a way, this is what we can practice with. We can practice with the intention. We can't always count on a warm, fuzzy feeling to be there, but we can have a deep aspiration, a deep intention to meet everything with an unharming, inclusive attitude. And when we do that again and again and again, then sometimes the heart will actually follow and we'll start to feel an expanded, boundless sense of kindness. So what we're aspiring to with this metta practice, it's a big aspiration, because we're aspiring to develop this boundless heart. This heart that can, without conditions, can hold all beings equally, not excluding anyone, not putting anyone higher than anyone else, but just having this equal, kind, boundless love towards all beings. And so this is our aspiration. And as you probably have all noticed, at least I've noticed that in my own heart, that's definitely not the case. There's a lot of times when this heart is carries resentment or has preferences, and this is all totally normal, totally natural. There's nothing wrong with that. It's part of our practice. And both Bonnie and Sally has talked about this metta practice as a purification practice. So in a way, it's true that we have this aspiration of this boundless heart, and it's also true that until we are basically fully liberated, there's going to be these obstacles in the heart mind that creates a barrier, a separation. So as we do the metta practice, in some ways we're calling up all the barriers to the boundless heart. And that's in a way what we're working with. We're not looking for trouble. We're not looking for barriers. But as we are saying the phrases, as we're pointing our mind, as we're directing our intention, as we're setting this aspiration, all the ways that the heart has barriers, that the heart is closed, will actually start to show in our practice. And so it's a totally normal, natural process, and not something to be thinking I'm not doing it right or there's something wrong with me. So in a way, this forgiveness practice, we can think about it as an additional tool for when we find that the heart is closed down, has hostility, is entangled. The forgiveness practice can support a release or a letting go. So in a way, with the metta, it might be called up naturally that we sit, there's old memories of things that's happened in the past, hurts we have been harmful to others, or others have been harmful to us. The metta practice might call these things up. And then with the forgiveness practice, we have an extra tool to, when we feel ready, to actually again, set this intention to release the barriers, to release the harm, to release the hurt, to release the resentment inside of our own heart. And again, it's important to think about it as an intention that I don't think we can will away to feel forgiveness. I think about it as a process. It's an intention we set because we understand, we start to understand that this barrier, this resentment is in a way causing our own hearts a lot of pain. So I'll just give an example from my own life. So like many of you that have already heard from the groups and met with you individually, there might be some trauma history. So it might be something personally, someone that harmed you, or maybe systemic trauma that you've experienced, oppressive systems, things that has caused some harm. And that's also been true for me. What I was noticing was that I carried a lot of resentment towards one particular family member. And I would keep repeating the story of this harm in my mind. There was this particular very repetitive story that I would repeat in my mind. And when I started meeting it with metta and compassion, I could see that the repetition in my mind was a way that I was trying to protect my heart from further harm. It was like, if I keep the story going and keep reminding myself of the harm, then I make sure it doesn't happen again. So it was a way that I was trying to protect myself from this harm ever happening again. So again, just to see, that could give me some compassion and give me a sense of like there's a reason why we carry these resentments, because we're actually, at least in my case, trying to protect myself from further harm. But what I could also see with the deepening of the metta, the deepening of the compassion and mindfulness, was that it was like drinking poison, thinking that someone else was going to die, because that repetition did not actually harm the other person that I was angry with. It kept harming myself. I was like repeating and reliving the trauma again and again and again. Every time I was repeating the story, I was, my whole nervous system was reliving the harm. And so it was understandable that it was there, and it was a cause of pain. It wasn't very useful. So one of the things I've had to learn around the forgiveness practice is that forgiveness doesn't mean that we don't hold systems, harmful systems or harmful beings, accountable for the harm they're causing, or hold ourselves accountable. It doesn't mean that we're letting anyone off the hook. But the trust thing we have to have is that if we can actually release the story, release the resentment, release the barrier that we feel, that out of that there might be a lot more clarity in how then do we then address the harm, what needs to happen. So on a systemic level, releasing a lot of activation, a lot of reactivity might not make us passive. It might actually give us more clarity in terms of what do we do here? How do we make a better world? How do we address this systemic oppression, this systemic harm? And on an individual level, what do we do? Like, we might get more empowered to feel, if we can release some of the resentment, we might be more empowered to actually know, what do I need to do in this situation? So again, just in my own life with this particular person, it meant that there could be this forgiveness, so I don't have to repeat the story of harm anymore in my mind. What a big relief. And it also meant a decision to, I don't actually need to be having a very close connection with this person. I can forgive them at a distance. So again, the boundary. So forgiving doesn't mean then that you need to be very close with everybody. It can mean that you can forgive and even love someone because you see that they are also a human animal trying to do the best with the conditions of their life. But you don't necessarily need to be very intimately connected with them. So just again, important as I invite you to try this practice is that that I'm not inviting you to become passive. I'm not inviting any re-victimization, if that's what you've experienced, that you've been victimized. I'm inviting you to check out for yourself, if I work on releasing my own hostility, my own resentment towards myself or towards others, does that set me free to actually be more wise in terms of what is a wise response? So just a little before I start the practice, I want you to check with yourself if this is the right timing for you. So again, with this metta practice, we're not looking for trouble. So if there's just a lot of, you know, sweet metta energy that you're soaking in, don't feel that you have to do the forgiveness practice. You could just continue on with your metta practice. But sometimes when there is a lot of, if there's a container of metta, then actually there's an ability to do this work. So I don't know if it's right timing for you, but I want to invite you to check with yourself if it's the right timing for you. And then also an invitation to, along the way, I will start with some guided metta, and I will ground us in metta along the way. And if at any point it's like, I'd rather just stay with metta, I'm going to invite you to trust your heart to know what is the right practice for you right now. So let's all settle in. And again, checking with yourself if there's any way that your posture can feel supportive for your practice. Making any adjustments, stretching a little bit if that's helpful. Taking your time to just settle in, connecting with the simplicity of your body right now. Maybe feeling breath moving through your body. Releasing all the words I just shared. And coming into your own direct experience right now of your heart and mind and body. And can you open to the way that things are right now within yourself? Can metta right now just be this accepting, patient awareness of what's actually true for you? Whether the body feels at ease, or whether there's contraction, or whether the mind feels at ease, or whether there's some struggle. Can you bring this intention of letting it all be just the way that it is? It's like this right now. And can you actively be kind with it? And finding your way into metta for self. Maybe using some of the phrases we've been working with. The whole phrase or just individual words. Or if it's available, metta through breath. Again, inviting the body to receive your metta intention, letting it nourish you. As much as is available. No pushing, no forcing, simply an invitation. And if it feels supportive for you, you could, if you've been working with a benefactor or easy being, like Bonnie was inviting us to do, to invite them in with you. Maybe imagining that they're here with you, present with you through this practice. Or any other sense of kind or protective forces that might support you. And in a little bit, I'm going to offer some forgiveness phrases. And with this particular practice, we're not calling up any particular beings. We'll try to say the phrases and see if some situations or images might appear all on their own. So not looking for anything, but through the saying of the phrases and the intention, just keeping an open heart, keeping an open mind to what might show up. So you might try to say silently within yourself, if I have hurt or harmed anyone, knowingly or unknowingly, I ask for their forgiveness. If I have hurt or harmed anyone, knowingly or unknowingly, I ask for their forgiveness. And then just trusting the way that right now you're directing your heart, directing your intention to release yourself from this bond or resentment. And again, without looking for anything or making anything happen, being open to images or memories that might pass through. If I have hurt or harmed anyone, knowingly or unknowingly, I ask for their forgiveness. If it supports you, you might try to open the palms of your hand. Just again to have that embodied gesture of intention to release, let go, open to. And if any particular beings show up for you, you might experiment with directly saying to them, I ask for your forgiveness. And once in a while, just checking in with the body. Being kind with yourself as we're doing this practice. Maybe feeling sit bones, feet, hands. Letting yourself metabolize, digest the emotions that might come up. Trusting the rhythms of your heart to open to potential pain and also letting it rest. Take a little break. And now releasing whatever situations or beings might have showed up with this particular, with these particular phrases, letting them be on their way. And just taking a moment to just again come back to the simplicity of this body right now, this breath right now. Part of this kind intention might be to not overwhelm yourself. Check in with yourself. Hey, sweetie. Just taking a few moments. If it supports you, you might offer yourself some of the metaphrases that are most resonant for you. You could stay here. Or if you feel ready, if the heart feels ready, opening up to forgiving others for harm they may have caused you. Perhaps silently repeating these phrases. If anyone has harmed me, knowingly or unknowingly, I aspire to forgive them. And again, not looking for any particular beings or particular situations, but trusting your own heart to bring forth what is ready to be released, cared for right now. If anyone has harmed me, knowingly or unknowingly, I choose to forgive them. And maybe nothing comes up, no memories, no images, just letting that be so. And if there are particular beings or situations that appear, again, grounding yourself and metta for self, staying connected to your body, and no rushing yourself to have a particular heart opening or letting go, but just trusting the words and seeing what the heart is ready to release right now. Trusting whatever is being experienced is just the way it should be. Just an invitation. If anyone has harmed me, knowingly or unknowingly, I choose to forgive them. If it feels right for you, if any particular memories come up or faces come up and the heart feels ready, you might try to say directly, I forgive you. I release us both from this barrier of resentment. And just breathing in with whatever emotion might be felt. Taking a moment to bring metta to what's happening inside of you. If it supports you, there's always the option of putting a hand on your heart. Part of this can be to acknowledge the harm you have felt. So not to deny that or say that that isn't also true. But to set your own heart free from this extra barrier of resentment. Letting the past be the past. So releasing whatever memories or images came up with this particular, with these phrases. And again, maybe just letting the heart rest back into just simple awareness of your body, of your breath. If it supports you, offering some of the metta phrases to yourself. May I be safe and protected. May I be happy and healthy. May there be ease in my mind. May there be ease in my body. May there be ease in my heart. Staying here for a little bit. And if there's clenching or contraction in the body, and without forcing anything or making anything happen, just seeing if bringing this awareness to it can support you holding it, untangling it. And then if you feel ready, there's the opportunity to also offer forgiveness to yourself. Now bringing awareness to your own being. And if it works for you with these phrases, offering to yourself, for all the ways I have harmed myself, knowingly or unknowingly, I forgive myself. I choose to release the resentments, the judgments, and I turn my heart and mind towards forgiving myself. And again, letting it be like an open space where you say these phrases and just wait and see if there's any memories that comes up or any particular patterns in your heart or mind that show themselves. And then you might say directly, to what comes up, I forgive myself for all the ways I've harmed myself, knowingly or unknowingly. I intend to forgive myself. May I forgive myself? May I let the past be the past? May I trust that if I can let the past be the past, that will give me the ability to act in non-harming and skillful ways to the best of my ability. And finding this balance between opening to whatever memories or images might come up, and then also being prepared to taking a little rest, knowing that this is deep work. And you can rest in your breath. Maybe there's a place in your body where you can rest. And if there's no place in the body where you can rest, there might be sounds. And now, when you're ready, letting this part of our practice go, trusting that whatever happened was just the way it should be. Coming back to metta for self for a few minutes, or metta for easy being, whatever way you have the easiest access to this intention of metta. May I be safe and protected. May I be happy and healthy. May there be ease in my mind. May there be ease in my body. May there be ease in my heart. Yeah, find a way to inspire deeper peace within. Deeper peace between self and others. Thank you so much for hanging in there. Of course, very wondering what's happening inside all of you as you've been doing this practice. I wanted to just before we open it up for questions, I just wanted to talk a little bit about how you might use this practice. So again, this metta practice is really not about looking for trouble. So again, if you're in a period of easy flow and there's an ease to your metta practice, you don't have to incorporate this forgiveness practice. But as I said, sometimes when the heart has enough capacity, there's enough resource, then actually the ability to be with all the ways that there's entanglements and all the ways that there's resentments, there's a lot more resource to open to it. So again, it's a possibility to use this practice. And of course, if there are things arising in your practice, old memories of things coming up, places where you have felt that you were harmed or where you become aware of having caused others harm. Again, this can be a skillful means of no forcing, but inviting the heart to release some of those resentments. So it's a potential. But I really want to invite you to be very gentle and very patient with this process. It's like the heart can't be pried open or can't be forced open. It really is this invitational process of having the intention. Again, that as several of the teachers have talked about, it's the intention we can work with. It's the willingness. It's the seeing that there's a pain in the contraction. There's a pain in the separation. There's a pain in the closing down, and in the seeing. We become aware that it might actually be more easeful if we don't have all of these resentments and all of these barriers. But as I said, there is a reason why those barriers arose. And as Temple has said, we are in this human animal and it has its own lawfulness. We have a nervous system that's a really ancient nervous system trying to just cope and protect ourselves. And we have this whole relational system trying to protect ourselves. So again, it makes total sense that when there's been harm, we're just trying to protect ourselves from further harm. And it's not always functional in the here and now or useful in the here and now. So, yeah. Yeah, and then it's an invitation, and it's a gentleness, and it's a softening into, and then there's also courage. So yesterday, Bonnie talked about the Buddha facing Mara, and in a way, there's that element of emotional courage. There's also a point where it's like, yes, I do want to release this. Yes, I don't want to live with all of this this anger and all of this resentment. I want to say no to all the ways that I'm still repeating past trauma. That was the case for me, that that at some point I it was the gentleness, but also at some point it was like, I'm just not, I've done this now for, 35 years. I want to encourage this heart to be releasing this past hurt. So let's just take a moment and let all the words settle. And I'm going to open it up to questions, but I'm just going to invite you to take a moment and get a sense inside if there are any reflections or any questions that would be useful to bring up right now. So letting it also come a little bit from the heart, from the body. What might be things that you could share or ask with the group here that might support you in your ongoing practice with this? And then please, anyone that has a question, feel free to raise your hand.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.